Hello, 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 superhero deep divers. You're tuning into a new episode of Superhero Deep Dive, and as always, I am your host, Jason. I have a great episode planned for you today. It's a hero that we've seen, may not know a lot about, but man, they have so much going on for them. Let me get my disclaimers out of the way, and we will get into this. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can also catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is www.outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive, and I try to use the hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can catch me on email as well as b4itall@yahoo.com. And you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, where you can like, subscribe, comment, share, request future episodes, critique, have discussions on what you would do with the character, stuff like that. You know, we'll have a good time. I love having the discussions with you guys. So let's keep that going. And we'll grow the community. So, this week I am covering Armor from X-Men. You may have seen her around. She's a Japanese girl. And she's got this like psychic armor around her. Usually it looks like a pink version of the Thing. You know, it's kind of like the best way I can describe it. It's not really the Thing, but... do you guys remember those like in the 80s? In early 90s, those pink muscle dolls, they were like, you know, an inch tall and stuff. That I think they're from an anime called Kikamen, or not Kik, that's the soy sauce. but it was the muscle characters. Her armor's kind of like that, is the best way, I guess, to describe it. Color and everything. But anyways, she's awesome. Her real name is Hisako Ishiki. And she was a young girl whose greatest aspiration was to one day join the X-Men. It was originally thought that Hisako was not a member of any X-Men's various training squads, but a 2010 handbook entry reveals that she was actually a member of Kitty Pryde's Paladin squad. Along with her new friend and fellow student Wing, whom after his death she describes as being her best friend, Hisako is attacked in the halls of Xavier Institute by the alien villain Ord of the Break World. Hisako and Wing attempt to oppose Ord but are overpowered. While both teenagers survive the attack, Wing discovers that he has been injected with a cure for his mutant ability of flight. Despondent, he unalives himself after some goading from a Danger Room hologram of her. In the wake of this tragedy, Hisako, her teacher Kitty Pryde, and several Xavier students find themselves trapped in a sentient and hostile Danger Room with Wing's reanimated corpse. Danger, as the intelligence is named by the X-Men, eventually leaves the Institute. That's pretty heavy. I had to actually, if it sounds weird, I had to re-edit that because there's some words you can't say on any kind of social media, so I had to say he unalived himself, which is a tragedy anyway. Alright, when M-Day hit, Hisako was one of the 27 students to actually retain their powers. She participated in Emma Frost's Battle Royal, which determined who would train to be a part of the X-Men. Hisako later appeared alongside the new X-Men when the Acolytes attacked the mansion. Her appearance is extremely brief and with no dialogue, but she is recognizable only because she armors up during the fight. Hisako then finds classmate Blindfold crying in the restroom. While trying to comfort Blindfold, tries to convince Hisako that they are soon to lose another one. As Wolverine, believing he is a defenseless child due to the manipulation of Cassandra Nova, barges into the restroom, followed closely by the feral Beast. Beast attacks Blindfold, but Hisako uses her powers to fight off Beast with a large blast of psionic energy from her Psy body armor. Exhausting herself, she faints. Blindfold tells Hisako that someone is awakened in the infirmary, and they find the unconscious bodies of Colossus and Cyclops. Now, soon after, both Ord and Danger attack the mansion. where they are confronted by Hisako, and then Wolverine, where the young girl holds her own, only to be wounded by Wolverine's claws. Although she only receives minor injuries, when Cassandra Nova chooses Hisako to be her new host body, it is unknown if Cassandra was successful in getting Emma Frost to transfer her consciousness into Hisako, as S.W.O.R.D. beams the team, Danger, Ord, and Hisako into a spaceship headed for the Break World. I'm pretty sure it didn't work, but let's find out, maybe? I don't know. The team and Hisako find that S.W.O.R.D. have abducted the X-Men and Hisako because they need heroes to fight a threat. Breakworld has a weapon capable of destroying Earth, and Ord sends the ship's coordinates to Breakworld's ruler, and he sends a fleet to attack the ship. The ship is heavily damaged, and the X-Men are separated. Hisako ends up with Wolverine, and Hisako is given membership to the X-Men and Shadowcat's uniform. Later, Wolverine and Armor are captured as Emma and the remaining X-Men try to free Cyclops. It is then revealed through a flashback that Leviathan is a fake and that Wolverine and Armor were told to be captured so the X-Men would have men inside Kroon's palace. Kroon only captured and brought Cyclops back to life so as to question him about the fake Leviathan. Cyclops then uses his newly regained powers to knock out Kroon and free Wolverine and Armor. Back on Earth, Armor attempts to console Wolverine after losing Shadowcat by forcing him to fight and train with her. During the Messiah Complex, some of the new X-Men launch a preemptive strike against the Purifiers. Hisako joins them while spying on the Purifiers, and she is impressed by X-23's senses. After breaking into the Washington base and getting into a brief tussle with the Purifiers, they are ambushed by the Reavers, who wound Hellion. Pixie manages to teleport the team out, and they are spread between Washington and the Institute. Hisako is brought back to the mansion by Iceman with the other new X-Men when Predator X showed up at the mansion. Hisako teamed up with Gentle and battled in the infirmary. Pixie believes X-23 can defeat the monster and teleports it and the entire team, along with Hisako, to the battle between the Marauders and the X-Teams, taking place on Muir Island. So Hisako is being involved in everything. And that's why I'm including all this stuff. She may not be having prominent parts, but as a growing character, she is being included in everything, which is kind of cool. Alright, Hisako is currently a full member of the X-Men and is working alongside them in San Francisco. She's currently receiving classes from Wolverine in combat and classes from Cyclops in tactics. That's a pretty awesome combination. She is thinking of changing her codename because Wolverine keeps mocking her for her choice of armor. She later accompanies the team to the spaceship graveyard known as Chaparanga, where she performs a fastball special with Wolverine and confronts a mysterious man dubbed Subject X, who they find fixing and restarting the eponymous ghost box in a spaceship. Subject X is defeated but kills himself rather than surrender information about his intention in the annex. So I always have to kind of be careful with those words. He unalives himself. So the X-Men locate Tien, which is an uncharted area of China. So I guess maybe Tien? Anyway, it's an uncharted area of China that no surveillance or satellite system can get through. Not even the Chinese government or Cerebra. The X-Men are able to sneak into Tien and discover the headquarters of a group of mutants from another dimension. Sadly, they seem to be dying because of the effects of M-Day. Now, I have a question. When they're saying from another dimension, is that the same thing as another universe? You have the multiverse? Are dimensions part of that? Something to think about. Like the Dark Force dimension, is that just a Dark Force universe, basically? Are they interchangeable? I don't know. Alright, anyways, as Armor and Logan go off to search the temple for anyone else, they come across a man who can fire lasers from his fingers. Pew 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 pew! Alright, Armor is shocked when the laser goes through her armor and hits her in the arm. After the X-Men take down their foes, they reveal to the X-Men that they have a mutual friend in Forge. After finding Forge on Mount Wundagore and discovering he has gone mad, he tries to open the ghost box. Thanks to the assistance of Abigail Brand and Beast, who borrows Hisako's phone, Brand fires a world-destroying laser at the ghost box and the phone, destroying it as well as much of the area while the X-Men escape. She is also sharing a room with Pixie and X-23, and during an attack by the Red Queen Sisterhood, Armor is shown scared and hiding with X-23 when they are attacked by Chimera, only to be teleported out by Pixie before her attack could succeed. Hisako is seen watching the protest between Humanity Now and pro-mutant rights protesters, and Hisako is also seen during the riots in San Francisco with Karma, Match, Angel, and Bling trying to keep calm. She is later made part of a team by Cyclops to take down the Dark X-Men and participates in the final fight against Norman Osborn's forces, teaming up with X-23 and Pixie and taking on Daken. Now, Daken is Wolverine's son, and he is twisted and demented. But I'm going to stop it there. She's included in so many things. What do you guys think about her history? Like, I am seeing a very realistic type character in the fact that she has these aspirations. She goes in and starts training. And if you guys hear my dogs in the background, I'm sorry. They're going crazy over something right now. Maybe there's an animal in the house. Who knows? The cats like to bring in stuff. But anyways, what I'm seeing is a very realistic type character. They have aspirations. They have these kind of dreams in their head of what being an X-Man is. And then when they get faced with danger, they're quick to learn. Sometimes they shy back. It's a very human trait. It's a very realistic trait. And I'm digging that. I'm digging the way that her history is unfolding. Let me get into her powers. Hisako can create and generate an enormously strong and impenetrable red-colored psionic exoskeleton body armor. It grants her superhuman strength, reflexes, stamina, endurance, agility, dexterity, and durability. The body armor is depicted as enveloping her completely and protects her from tremendously strong and powerful attacks, and greatly strengthens and amplifies the concussive force behind her unusually offensive and highly destructive blows. In some depictions, her psionic armor grants her enough strength to lift a Skrull ground tank and punch someone through several walls of a building. Hisako's armor is strong enough and durable enough to survive the heat caused from a long fall through the atmosphere, and likewise, she is able to fully withstand the impact from falling to the ground from high up in the atmosphere without any physical or external injury. She can also cause her armor to release a large amount of solid concussive energy at once, though this is initially a difficult task. Her armor is vulnerable to lasers, which are able to pass through it in armor, and the vulnerability is explained when she states later that her armor still has to let light shine through. So lasers are just like condensed light, basically, right? So if light can shine through, it can get through her armor. I kind of dig that. It's a bit of a stretch, but it makes sense. If you squint, I guess. It makes sense, so it's fine. Adamantium is also able to pierce through Hisako's armor, such as Wolverine's claws, although he is not able to go through it with the rest of his body. In this case, she only remained uninjured because the distance between her armor's perimeter and her body was slightly greater than the length of Wolverine's claws. She can shape her armor, such as her ability to form Wolverine-like claws, and make them extend outward. In instances of extreme duress, Hisako is also able to expand her armor, greatly strengthening and increasing its size and shape around her. Though her body remains the same at its center. So basically she can like make a Gundam. Hisako's body armor is partially explained as being composed of something related to her family lineage and ancestors. It's later described as being composed of memory. This is stated in an issue of Wolverine Origins where Hisako's armor is able to withstand blows from the Muramasa blade, which can cut through any materials, and since memory is the only material that the blade cannot cut through, it has to be memory. I guess. That's a bit much, but I guess. Similarly, in Astonishing X-Men Volume 3, Number 39, Armor's armor expands and grows to the size of a building due to the fact she feels strongly about not attending her recently deceased mother and brother's wake. Hasako has also received combat training from Wolverine and classes and tactics from Cyclops, so she can make herself into a Gundam. That is awesome! Alright, what do you guys think? Like, these are pretty cool ideas, right? This is a pretty cool power set. At first it didn't seem like much. At first she kind of reminded me of, there's a hero in Marvel called Eunice, the Untouchable. And basically he has a force field around his body at all times. So he can't feel anything. He can breathe, but he can't be hurt. He can just be kind of restrained. But, he can't feel pain. He can't feel anything. So, it kind of reminded me of that. But this is kind of like an upgraded version. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Like I said, you can catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. I try to use a hashtag Superhero Deep Dive. You can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. Or catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Comment, like, subscribe, share. Let me know what you think. If you have requests for future episodes, let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to get into fun facts and final thoughts so we can wrap this mamma jamma up. Now, fun facts. Armor appears in Marvel anime X-Men. This version's parents hired Emma Frost to help Armor control her powers and later gave her their blessing to join the X-Men as a junior member. Armor also appears in the digital collectible card game Marvel Snap. That is a pretty fun game. If you haven't played it, go ahead, download it, play it, give it a shot, give it a week. I gave it a week. I really enjoyed it, but it was getting in the way of everything else I had to get done. I would just, every free moment I would have, I would start playing, and then I would lose track of time. It's a very fun game. And you'll see a lot of the characters that I've talked about on the game. Last thing, Newsarama included Armor in their 20 X-Men characters that should make the jump from Marvel Comics to the MCU list. Alright, when I was going through this, there were a lot of publications. I believe like Newsarama, Comic Book Resources, so CBR.com, a lot of other sites, I think even IGN. Listed Armor in their characters that should make the jump to the MCU. I'd stopped recording all those because, I mean, it was a lot. But her power set works. So, yeah. Sorry, I just had to get a sip of coffee. Alright, but let me get in my final thoughts. So, Armor has always been on my list. But I just never got a good idea on how she should be handled. And I think after all this time, I've been doing this. This is episode, 127? I believe so. For 127 episodes, she's been in the back of my mind. She was on my original list. But I think I may have figured something out for her. So Armor came on the scene with a really basic looking power. And in a way, like I said, she reminded me of Eunice the Untouchable, but she's also like a reverse Psylocke, where Psylocke makes psychic weapons and offense. Armor does armor and defense, and it's all psychic based. But this actually works for her. I love how there are times where she's taken on a leadership role, and she's also, like I said, she's learned combat from Wolverine, strategy from Cyclops. She's got this idealistic view, and she is actually taking the steps to embrace it, which is awesome. Her power set gives her the ability to be on the front lines so that others can gain a tactical advantage, and I love that mentality that she has for it. So what would I do with the character? It's actually really easy. I'd keep putting her in situations where she has to push herself more and more so that she can be the leader of her own team sometime down the road. She's an amazing character with a ton of potential, especially with how she's been written. Like, theoretically, she could grow to a large size with her armor, run rampage on a crowd, and be like the Juggernaut, basically, in a way where she can't be stopped unless she's blasted by lasers or someone bigger is there to move her. Like, she can essentially clear the way for her team to finish the job. And with that aspect, I think Kasako, you know, keep up the good work. You're doing a great job. You're growing, you're learning, you're prospering, you're doing everything. But, you know, one of the things I like about her powers is that she can customize it, basically. So she has gone and she has gone and done things like, you know, she's made herself grow. So theoretically, she can make this big armor and she can actually develop braces for herself. She can psychically make braces to keep her as a, almost like a barricade, you know? Like, there's things like this. What if she learns how to actually make herself, for lack of a better word, like a wall, okay? Where some of the other heroes, like Cyclops, Gambit, I don't know, some of the other people like that, that are more projectile-based heroes, they can actually be behind her, but have, like, almost like, peepholes, I guess, to where, you know, they can shoot through and stuff like that, while giving them the maximum amount of protection. You know, stuff like that would be awesome. But that's just me. Like, Bishop could work well with it, too. You know? I wonder, could Bishop actually absorb her energy? I don't think so, because it's more solidified, right? And he can absorb ambient energy. Like, he can absorb the, like, lasers and stuff. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Like I said, you can email me directly at b4itall@yahoo.com. So b4itall@yahoo.com. You can comment, like, subscribe, share, critique, give requests for future episodes, all that stuff. Let's have a conversation. Everything gets acknowledged to the best of my ability on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. Catch me on Twitter or Instagram under Super Deep Dive. And yeah, let's go with this character. I really, really love this character. And I think that it's just a matter of time and a matter of writing to where they get to a high point. But in the meantime, I'm going to step away. I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone's happy. I hope everyone is safe and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you guys later. Have a good one. Bye-bye.